and welcome back to the Lee Summit Town Hall podcast. I'm your host, Nick Parker, and back for, I think, like 4 weeks in a row now.
Liesl Hayes! Begrudgingly back. Well, man, 4 weeks. Hello, Lee Summit. It's good to be back.
I like how a year ago it was you begged to be the new co-host.
See, you remember it differently than I do, but that's okay. You know what? You keep your special story, okay, and I'll keep my special story, and we'll be happy. How's
maybe
that sound?
Maybe beg is a strong word.
I think beg is a strong word.
But let's just say that I vague booked that Jason was leaving.
You did vague book.
Because he hadn't made it a public announcement about his new job at that point.
Saying that, and your co-host 30, was leaving. It was so vague.
30 seconds later, I get a text. Can I be the next?
Have I ever responded to a text in 30 seconds in my life?
Oh, well, it was not responding to text. Okay. You initiated.
Okay. Well, I do remember asking.
No, you're the slowest texter.
I mean, I
ever.
Will say, I'm going to give you credit. I do remember asking you.
Yeah, see.
It wasn't exactly the way you remembered it, but that's fine.
Begged. She begged. Mm-hmm. And now she just tries to avoid me.
I do try and avoid you.
That's really how most of my friendships operate.
But things that we don't avoid.
We don't avoid
shopping at Budget Blinds. We do not avoid them.
A reminder, the Lee Summit Town Hall podcast is brought to the good people by Budget Blinds of Lee Summit. They are our good friends, our longtime supporters. Actually, the longest supporter and sponsor of Link to Lee Summit,
yes,
and the Town Hall podcast. Yes. They have been they have been my backers and friends and mentors since the very beginning. They're awesome, awesome business run by an awesome local family who loves to support local. And
enlightened styled shades.
They're your home they for are. Enlightened style shades. And the robot shades, which, by the way, robot shades, they're here to stay because the rule just changed. You can no longer buy window treatments with the drawstrings.
Oh, yes, for safety reasons.
Safety rules,
yes,
are now in place. So that means, folks, just one more notch for the robots to take over our lives.
It really is.
I'm here for that.
It's just Alexa.
Right.
You know, you tell Alexa to do it, and she will just take those blinds up for you.
Now, when
it's
you
beautiful.
Tell your smart devices,
yes,
to do things for you,
uh-huh,
do you say please and thank you?
I have. It depends on what she's asking or what I'm asking.
Because here's how I feel about it. Always say please and thank you, even when I use like the ChatGPT.
You mean because when they take over the world, they'll be nice to you?
I want them to okay. think, oh, that guy? He may be a jerk. He may be a dum-dum, but he respected
at least
me.
He said thank you and please.
Right.
Okay.
He respected the authority of the robots.
I got you. Yes. And everyone needs those robot shades. So Budget Blinds has those. They are a win. Definitely go
they
check those out.
They got all the things you want as you're doing your, you know, your home updates, your decor.
All of it.
They're the place to go to. When you're ready, go see our friends at Budget Blinds of Lee Summit. Tell them Liesl and Nick sent you.
Oh, I was going to say it. You stole it. Whatever. It's fine. No,
you just
want to
make sure I said your name right.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I thought you were going to call me Jason again.
Hey, we got a friend back in the vault today.
We do. One of our favorites.
I know. Look, any excuse I can get to bring her back into the vault, I'm going to take it.
I know.
Elaine Metcalf, Executive Director for Rodeo Youth Center. And she brought a friend. She brought Shannon Pennington. The what are we calling you? The chief fundraiser officer?
I like that title.
Oh, that's big. Or pickleball.
The main asker of donations and money.
I'm the bringer of excitement. Hopefully.
The most voluntold of the group.
I like that.
For Prodeo's Rally for Teens pickleball tournament that's coming up June 8th. It's going to be at the Epic Sports Center, right? Am I wrong?
Epic Center. Yes.
The name's changed a few times.
It's Epic Center KC.
KC.
Okay. Epic Center.
Off 291, 40 Highway area right there. You see it every time you drive
by. At Costco, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You do. Yeah.
It's even home to an expansion now of another Lee Summit business.
Yes. Smoke. That's
Smoke
right.
Just opened there. They're a part
it's
of it.
Very cool.
But if you want to play some pickleball, which I feel like everybody in town over 40 that's not me
Exactly. Plays, they love pickleball.
Plays and loves pickleball.
Now, I will tell you, Nick, last year's winner was like 18-year-old kids out of Pleasant Hill. They drove in for the tournament just to do a sweep. Oh, is that right, Shannon?
100%.
They just, they were sweeping the competition.
Those are those.
So I feel like that was somebody taking advantage. They're like, oh, look, I see who's playing this game.
So, fun facts, I did bring some stats just in case you were interested in that.
Oh,
so,
we are very interested. Okay. Tell us.
So, the largest age bracket of pickleball players happens to be 18 to 34-year-olds.
We were wrong, Nick. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe your facts.
Well, you have I will say, and I don't, honestly, I got to be honest with you, I was very surprised. I'm like, heck no, there's no way. Pickleball for my age group, which I'm in the 50s, you know, I feel like, and especially people who play tennis, who don't play tennis now they're into pickleball, and I'm talking about people that are, you know, upwards of, you know, mid-40s, you know, it's you don't have to manage all that court space, you know, so like I said before, it's like if ping pong and tennis had a baby, it would be, you know, pickleball.
Oh, if ping pong and tennis had a baby.
Which this is how you appeal to me.
That's a good explanation.
I have an affinity for ping pong. I love the ping pong.
So do I.
I still get a little scared because, you know, it's been a long time and many, many pounds ago since I was semi-athletic. But so I'm a little scared of the pickleball.
Right. Yeah.
Well, if you tell me it's like ping pong, I'm there.
Then you've got to be there because, honestly, it is just a bigger ping pong. And there's more space. Honestly, I mean, it was always my dream to play ping pong like Forrest Gump, you know, just because I felt like it was an attainable goal.
Well, I feel like the space part doesn't really matter because I can fall down, go boom on any sized court.
Yeah.
Right? Like you could be as big or as small as you want. Exactly. And I'm probably going to trip and fall at some point.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I mean, the main thing is I would recommend good court shoes. That would be like the number one recommendation as far as equipment goes for playing pickleball. It's super duper easy. You know, as far as the equipment goes, it's not a big investment, but spend money on good supportive court shoes.
Well, and more importantly, spend money to support Pro Day.
And 100% spend money to support Pro Day. I mean, whether you're wearing it.
Like, we got Elaine in here.
You can wear
her
Crocs.
Job is to take checks from people.
Yeah, so, that's right. My job is to separate you from your money.
There we go.
That's right.
Elaine, I'm going to have you push that mic a little bit closer to you. People need to hear your voice.
Thank you. How's that? Is that
there
better?
Oh, there you go.
That is way better.
Yes.
This is the, third year? Second year, right?
Second year
of this fundraiser tournament. Did you pick it just because you saw that everybody's playing it right now, or did you just fall in love with pickleball?
Well, here's how it goes. So about 4 years ago, pre-2020, so pre-COVID, we needed another fundraiser
before
the dark days, we knew that we were gearing up for a fall semester. And, you know, our kind of cycle of fundraising at Prodeo is each event helps the next semester of students so we can serve all those students and families. So we had Trivia Night, which I know you guys know about our Trivia Night or Twisted Trivia.
It is one of the best.
Yes.
It is. Sometimes there's one host that shows up every time.
And that would be Nick
Parker.
That would
be you. I'm sorry. Next time I need to check the calendar, I scheduled a cruise. My apologies.
No.
That is the most wonderful night, though.
So I love the children more than cruises.
The March event gears us up for summer. So, oh my gosh, you guys, our summer is going to be phenomenal. We are doing so many cool things because our Twisted Trivia was an amazing fundraiser, and so the staff turned it right over to them and said, start planning for summer. So 10 weeks out of the summer, we will have teens.
Wow.
Not at home hanging out on the couch. They are going to be at Prodeo. They're going to be safe. They're going to be loved on. They're going to be having a bunch of adults lean into them to find out exactly what's going on with them, what stresses them out, what makes them happy. So anyway, because of Twisted Trivia, we could do an amazing summer. Now, you guys, we need to have an amazing fall. We're always planning for the semester ahead. So with an amazing pickleball tournament, we will have this rock star fall semester of programming 5 days a week.
Love it. Go.
Well, I just say, let's come back to the pickleball tournament, the fundraiser for a second, because I know we've talked about this before, but I think it's important. there are a lot of people that don't already, they don't really know that Prodeo exists. But I think more important, there's a lot of people that don't realize we have that need for Prodeo in our town. And so I kind of want a little more of that story first of what you're doing. When you're talking about, you're going to have, which is 18?
18. Well, yeah, we'll have 10 weeks of programming this summer.
10 weeks of, of programming during the summer. And you will have how many kids are coming in during the summer?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have about 112 or so on the roster already, and we haven't even had our open house, which means all the eighth graders that are here in our community, as they finish their eighth grade year, they are eligible for Prodeo.
And so, you also, I mean, you provide them activities and, I mean, you're even providing transportation, right?
And food. And, we feed them every time they come. We can't do any of that.
That's enough to put you out of business. They're just feeding teenagers.
I know, right? I know. No kidding.
And they come in hungry. They come in, they come in hungry.
That is true.
And, you know, when you see a teen sticking snacks in their hoodie or whatever, all it tells me is, they're hungry and we need to go get more snacks. We need to buy more snacks or we need more snacks donated because we want to be a part of the solution to food insecurity. Mm-hmm. And if they feel comfortable sticking a few extra hot fries, whatever those flaming hot fry things that teenagers eat, so be it. We'll get more snacks. That's our theory anyway at Prodeo is don't limit them to one snack and then you're done. Let them take what they need within reason.
Right. It didn't take long for you to leave the school district, your first career.
Right. I retired for five minutes.
Yeah. We'll make fun of you for that later.
Some people call it my fake retirement.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
I wanted to have a party.
But what drew you into Prodeo? Like, how did you see that need? Like, I can go help with this.
Yeah. Well, so just a little bit of insight to me. A lot of people don't know this about me because I don't talk about it too much. But truly, I was one of those teenagers that would have needed a Prodeo more so not because I wasn't social, but because I came from poverty. Truly. I was a single mom, 6 kids at home, not a lot of money to go around. And so I would have really gravitated to a place that was free and like they take me home and like, oh my gosh, that would have been amazing in my little town of Marshall, Missouri. Right. So I don't know. And then as a classroom teacher, you guys, I always connected with those kids that I thought just needed extra. They just needed extra attention, extra love, extra support. And so when somebody said, you know, there's a whole organization that does just that, they lean into kids who need extra. And I'm like, okay, count me in. I'll throw my name in that and see if I get chosen as the executive director. And lo and behold, they took a chance on me, Nick.
I love that. Just give a little extra.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's easy. We can all do that, right?
No, we can absolutely all give a little extra. Definitely. Well,
no matter what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, we start with the extra love. Right. But just give a little extra.
Right.
That's awesome.
And Shannon, I want to ask you that question too. You know, how did you get involved with Prodeo?
Well, obviously through knowing Elaine and as one of her friends, mm-hmm. which, you know, we came to know each other through mutual friends. And, you know, I guess a little tidbit about my background. So I owned and operated early childhood centers here in Lee Summit for 30 years. So, you know, I was more in the, you know, birth to, you know, school age. We had school age programs and things like that. But, you know, I think, and I'm still, so I just retired a couple of years ago. I sold my centers and I did meet with Elaine and I said, you know, I'd really like to, you know, figure out what my next step is because I don't, you know, I mean, I'm too young to really retire, but, you know, if I can retire, great, but maybe I can, you know, give, you know, some time, you know, energy. And what a great, you know, way to do that because, again, you know, I too, you know, came from a family background where, you know, parents, you know, worked, you know, around the clock. I mean, we left the house in the morning and came home, you know, about dark and we're kind of on our own and, you know, times were different back then. But still, you know, we didn't have, you know, a lot of, you know, opportunities and, you know, means. I mean, we'd hang out at the, you know, Raytown swim pool or, you know, wherever else. And, you know, sometimes I think about, you know, the places that we hung out. And thank God I'm alive today, right? Yes. Yeah, very different. But it is a very different time. And, I mean, I think to have that. So my admiration, of course, you know, for Elaine, it's like, yes, this is something, you know, that our youth need. I can't believe there's not, you know, there aren't more organizations like this, because, you know, there is a need to support teens, because, you know, I think we all know that, you know, young people will find support wherever they can. And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, the support that they do find is usually with other, you know, maybe young people. And, you know, that's how you get sometimes those, you know, bad actors that, you know, get together and crowds and do things that are undesirable. And if they had more, you know, positive mentorship, you know, from adults who, you know, again, just, you know, what did they say? Kids don't care what you know. They just want to know that you care.
Absolutely.
And I think that's exactly what ProDeo does, you know. Exactly.
They give that little extra.
Yeah, that extra time.
I'm gonna like put that on a shirt or something behind.
Yeah, I think it's great. Yeah. I do. Yes. Yeah.
It's funny because we had some great, Ellie came in and she was just talking about how teenagers in general, like, they don't want us to solve all their problems, which I really struggle with as you and I have teenagers and like we want oftentimes to solve
they just want somebody to listen. And I think it was Dr. Phil. I mean, he always says the really brilliant smart things sometimes, right? But
I like the always sometimes.
Always sometimes. Well, always sometimes, yeah. But yeah, I mean, sometimes, and I'm a fixer. I'm a people pleaser fixer. And if somebody comes to me and says something, and I had this interface with my own teenage children, and it took, you know, my oldest daughter, you know, to tell me, I don't want you to fix me. I just want you to listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's and then
sounds
I'm like,
so easy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, but
it's not.
But
it's not easy. We always say it's so simple. It's hard. That's my favorite.
But
yeah. My
Dr. Phil, Dr. Phil said that, and actually, I heard her say it before I heard him. I'm sure they didn't get together and talk about it, and she didn't.
I think they did. You never know.
Well, if they did, and she got paid by Dr. Phil, she owes you something.
She does. She definitely does.
There's a little mom tax that needs to be paid. Paid due.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go back to the pickleball tournament, because I mean that's why you're here. We want people to sign up, right?
Right. Exactly.
So okay, people hear it. They hear your passion about ProDeo. They hear your passion about pickleball. You are both. I mean, we talked off air. You're both players.
Yes.
You like the game. So okay. So people are excited. They want to join in. How can they sign up? How? Elaine, how can they give you money?
It's so easy. You go to ProDeo, ProDeo, youthcenter.org. .org is the key there. And click under events. And you'll see right there front and center is a register button. And you sign up for $60 for a team of two. And that will get you play from 9 a.m. to whenever the tournament is over. Or there's also an option that you can just be recreational play. Maybe you're not so competitive. You just like pickleball. You want to play for a cause, right? So on the event page, you can still choose your two people that you want to play with, but you are going to choose the option for recreational play. What is that term? Were you the paddle?
They call it paddle stacking.
Paddle stacking. Yes, that's how you.
I feel like that was my principal in the 80s in elementary school. Paddle stacking. When you got in trouble.
Paddle stacking. I like it.
So anyway, that's how you do it. You go on the website. You have the option of tournament play, recreational play. It is going to be at Epic Center, KC. And in Independence, so it's a little bit of a drive away, but they have so many courts.
It's an extra 3 minutes.
It is a phenomenal facility. It really is. And
technically, because there's that weird jog of the city boundaries.
Yeah.
Is that technically still Lee Summit?
It could be. I mean, across the street is Lee Summit for sure. There's that one.
Yeah, there's a weird, the city it line is, there is kind of weird. Yeah. It is the new golf park.
Right.
That they just did is actually Lee Summit.
But they've been a great partner for us. And then Casey Crew. Is our crew KC?
KC Crew.
KC Crew. Yep. Yes. Yep. They are the organizer of the tournament, so it will be professionally run. There are prizes. Shannon, what are the prizes for these winners?
So we have Just Paddles organization. I believe they are up north. So I spoke with their owner, and he has pledged, their group has pledged three prize levels. So we will have, the first prize will be a $100 gift card for each team member.
Nice.
Second prize. Yep. Second prize will be $50 for each, and then third prize, $25.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yes. It is going to be so fun. And I mean, who doesn't want to play pickleball for a cause, right? For,
well, and everybody gets the award of their, you know, the heart swell that comes with donating.
I know. That's right. I know.
You just looked at me like, I can't believe you just said that.
The heart swell, it is unique for you. I mean, you don't really have a soul, so I mean, just kidding.
She brings it out in me.
I know. Elaine does. She does. I love that.
Because I love you guys
he's
so much.
He's not warm fuzzies, which is okay. I'm very warm. Warm fuzzies, but Elaine, you take the cynic part out, and I agree. One of the things that's great, it sounds like an amazing time to spend a Saturday, and it's for a good cause, and yeah, it's all the things.
And when you're done, then you come to Downtown Days, right? That's what's happening
also,
that day.
Also but, happening that weekend is Downtown Days Festival.
So you get your workout in, you burn your calories, and then you can come have cotton candy or
funnel cake. Well, you burn more calories walking around the festival.
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome. You're not going to have time to come to Downtown Days.
Oh, yes, I will.
So I'm going to ask you this question.
I have to get my
because I'm a supporter of yours.
Okay, yes.
Well, now you just, I think you answered my question.
What's it?
What festival food can I eat for you?
Kettle corn.
That is so nice of you to do that, Nick.
I'm a giver. I'm giving that little extra.
You could buy me a bag and deliver it to Prodeo over on Chipman Road.
I could, but unfortunately, I will be at the festival. Okay.
Well, you know, Nick, kettle corn stays good for a little while. You can just put it in a Ziploc bag, and you can just take that over to Elaine.
If my teenager has his license by then.
Okay. You're going to put this on Charlie?
Which, look, let's be honest.
Okay.
He's not. He's not driven for the license. I don't know if it's generational. I don't know if it's just my son and some of his friends. They're not driven to chase
drive.
The
no,
license.
No,
don't
that
push
is,
it. Don't,
I'm going to tell
say
you.
Don't push it, you guys.
No,
don't
like,
push
I'm,
it.
Look, my pocketbook likes it because, you know, insuring a 16-year-old is not fun. Well, it's a little better now that he's 17.
Don't you get clocked, though, the minute they know you've got a 16-year-old in the house, or is it once they get their license?
No, yeah. Because
I thought
I think
that
once
I.
They get their license. Yeah, ours hasn't gone up, but. And he, you know, look, he's 17, going to be 18 soon, so.
Yeah.
I don't mind. My pocketbook doesn't mind him waiting.
Well, okay. Okay, speaking of pocketbook, so let's just say that people are not able to actually attend the pickleball tournament. Is there a way if they want to give to Prodeo? How can they get involved? How can they help? What does that look like?
Great question. So truly a donation does exactly what we need it to do. We will make sure every single dollar that is donated, just purely donated to Prodeo, goes to direct services for teens. You know, that is exactly what we do. We don't have a ton of overhead. We are not top heavy on staff and administration. We have the appropriate number of staff to supervise. That's the important thing with teenagers. Eyes on teens. If my staff has heard me say it once, they've heard me say it 100 times. Eyes on teens. Let's supervise them. Even when we take them to a Royals game, we just always want to be able to say that that's part of our safety net is to make sure they're supervised. But every dollar donated will go right to supporting the teens that at Prodeo. So, and it is on our website. I'll say that again, prodeoyouthcenter.org, and only it's under the donate tab is where you will see where you can
just
gladly
go
turn.
It's that easy. And this is the best part of this podcast we've done for since spring of 2016. Is we want to, if we can do nothing else, but just explain to people how easy it is to get involved.
It is
you can volunteer, you can donate some money, you can donate some services. Maybe you don't have a lot of extra cash or a lot of extra time, but you've got a business that can do something.
Right.
Reach out. So we know Prodeo, youthcenter.org.
Yes, that's correct.
Is there a phone number?
There is a phone number, 816-226-6806.
There you go, folks. It's that simple. Just reach out, donate a little bit, donate some time, some service, some of your treasure.
And you all are on the socials too, aren't you?
We are on all the social medias. Yes, yeah, all okay. the yep, yeah, absolutely.
Can you follow. Be a teen centered thing and not on all the socials?
That is a very solid question.
Although I don't know, I feel like us olds are just as bad with the socials.
We aren't great with the socials. No, it's okay. We really
that's
aren't.
A whole other.
I can't even get on TikTok. I just can't do it. So.
I just don't want to learn anything new. I mean, I'm going
to
admit it.
We're getting to that age. I just don't want to learn anything new. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, come and have fun. That's what I want to say. Play pick. We know there's so many pickleball. Is it right, Jen? You can hardly get on courts. Is that that's what I understand? So
yeah, I mean it's really hard to buy, especially with the weather getting nicer for outdoor courts. That's why you know, like when I discovered, and you know, it's not like I, you know, I think I'm always the last one to know about things, honestly. But when I went and just visited the Epic Center. You know, I was blown away. Their courts are just amazing. They have 8 indoor courts. That's a lot of courts. And then they have 4 outdoor courts, which I haven't used those. Super excited about
those.
Will
this be an indoor-outdoor tournament?
It will be indoor for the most part. However, if our tournament, which is my hope, that it's so big that for this recreational level, that we have to utilize, you know, maybe an outdoor court for that. But they are so great. The guy that I've been dealing with there, the owner, Kevin, is his name, and he has just been
awesome,
the best, like such a great guy, willing to accommodate us and, you know, whatever way he can.
We love partners. We love business partners. Well, that's another
great way that people can get involved. If you've got a business, you want to help
sponsor
out.
Court
yes.
sponsorship.
Yes,
you can sponsor things. You can do it. You can do a court sponsorship. Or you can also figure out partnership ways just throughout the year to help.
But speaking of that, a court sponsorship for this event is only $500. That is not a lot. And you get 2 people can play on that sponsorship as well. And then, of course, I need to give a shout out to our overall presenting sponsor, which is Jet Medical. And so because of the sponsors, that's how we raise more. Because at $60 for a pair, it's going to take quite a few people playing pickleball to be able to truly fund our fall program. But with sponsorships, we will be able to reach our goal of raising $5,000 for this event.
Yeah.
That's
love it.
It's attainable. Awesome.
Let me ask you this question. This may not be fair.
Go ahead.
How close are we? Where are we at? Do we know?
We have 7 teams, and we have 7 teams. We have the presenting sponsor, and we have 1 court sponsor. So, and Shannon's telling me we could have up to 8 courts, so I could use 7 more business people who say, throw my name in, Elaine. We want to be along on all your social media tags. So it's your marketing dollars at work, right, Nick? Tell us about your marketing dollars at work.
There you go, folks. Look, you've got a business in town. Call up Elaine and Shannon, go to the website, do the phone number, throw that phone number out one more time, Elaine.
816-226-6806.
It's time. Let's help Prodeo out. Let's help these kids. Let's give a little extra.
Give a little extra.
Give a little extra. I love it. Thank you.
All right. Elaine, Shannon, thank you both
great
so much.
Great to have you.
I appreciate
you.
It.
Been
that,
are awesome.
That'll wrap us up for this week. We'll talk to everybody next time.
I just did that. Did you see what I just did?